Zimbabwe's health minister, faced with a strike by physicians and nurses this week, has ordered military doctors to the country's hospitals. Zimbabwe has been hit by a series of work stoppages in the last 2 years. The southern African country suffers from chronic food shortages, a 70% unemployment rate, and one of the highest inflation rates in the world. The government of Prime Minister Robert Mugabe does not allow foreign journalists to operate in Zimbabwe, but Michael Wines of the New York Times has found a way to file reports on the ailing nation, and he's now in Johannesburg, South Africa. Is Zimbabwe imploding, as your reporting has suggested?
Well, the situation definitely isn't good. That's a cinch. Whether it's imploding, I guess, is something of a judgment call. Certainly there are a lot of countries in Africa that are or have been worse off than Zimbabwe is right now, but the situation is definitely not good.
With foreign correspondents barred from Zimbabwe, can you say anything about how you were able to report them?
Well, actually, it was a fairly simple matter of simply getting on an airplane and going in. The security apparatus there is quite strict, but it's not very efficient, and so it really wasn't much of a problem to come into the country. I think as long as you remained quiet and didn't show yourself too much while you were reporting, it really wasn't that much of a problem.
There were rumors that Robert Mugabe had been hospitalized in South Africa, but then he appeared on television yesterday. How's his health?
Well, as far as anybody can tell, he's as healthy as most 79-year-old men. There are persistent rumors that he has been sick, that he's had various types of cancer, that he's had treatment in China, in Iran, and elsewhere. But they never really seem to pan out. So as far as anybody knows, he seems to be in fairly decent health. Now, having said that, there were consistent reports that his vice president also was in excellent health, but he died in September. So one never really knows how much stock to put in the government reports.
Not a time to be in bad health in Zimbabwe if the doctors and nurses are on strike.
Yep, it's definitely not a good time to be sick in Zimbabwe. And in fact, there are even some hospitals in the center of the country that have had to shut down because of lack of food. Lack of medicines is also a huge problem. They brought in military doctors to provide some treatment in the hospitals, but it's questionable as to what effect that's having.
Zimbabwe's last remaining opposition newspaper has been closed down. What's the state of the press there?
Well, when I was there, to be honest, I was a bit surprised. In some areas of the country, it was possible to pick up newspapers that were sharply critical of the government. The explanation, I'm told, is that they aren't very widely circulated, and they're priced well beyond the means of most Zimbabweans to buy them. It is possible to get critical reports of the government there, but by and large, the newspaper industry is state-controlled. Most of what you get is translated through rose-colored glasses, and the television system is entirely state-run, and so you get nothing but the government's message on that.
Is there nothing going right in Zimbabwe?
Well, I'm pausing because I'm trying to think of something that is going right. There's a thriving black market. That's the way that many people now make their living. A lot of people have quit their day jobs to become currency traders. You can make a decent living by buying up Zimbabwe dollars and trading them for dollars for people coming into the country, or doing the reverse. There's also a fairly thriving shuttle trade. People leave the country, they go to Botswana and buy gasoline and bring it in and sell it on the black market. So, you know, in that sense, I guess, people are surviving. They're finding a way to get by.
Reporter Michael Wines of the New York Times speaking from Johannesburg, South Africa.